Hello, Chris Lorton here, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. My guest today, brought him in, called him up and said, hey, got to get you in the studio. We got some stuff to talk about. But before we get into the stuff to talk about, I want to welcome Bert Challens.
Hello, how you doing, everybody. Bert? Good. I'm doing good.
And Bert, you've been in here before.
I have.
When I first started this Spotlight Show, were you my?
I don't know if I was your first or not, Chris.
I think you were close. I think I had to twist your arm a little bit.
You did.
And then you got in. It wasn't too bad. You did good. And now you're back again, over a year later.
Right.
So Bert, hunter, fisherman, T-ball coach, family man, and you operate a local insurance business.
That's correct.
Whitworth, Horn, and Getton. But no Challens. When's Challens coming?
I don't know if Challens is ever coming. The community knows Whitworth, Horn, and Getton. And
you don't need to have your name on it.
All right. We don't care.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Bert, you got some partners in some different locations. Brief us a little bit.
So
you're in Jerseyville,
right? We have a location in Jerseyville and we have a location in Carrollton. Jim Challens is one of my partners. He is in both locations because he's also the manager of the Jerseyville Mutual. And then Julie Rhodes is a partner and she is mostly up in Carrollton.
Okay. And Jim's your older, not quite as good looking brother.
Yeah. Less smart. All that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, what did you do? What did you and your brother do before you got in the insurance biz?
Well, Jim was pretty much doing this forever. He started in college, and after college, he came in full time and did it. Myself, I was in the military, and I was in Iraq before I did the insurance business.
Well, thank you for your service. Well,
thank you.
How many years did you? Were you in the service?
I was in the service for a total of 6 years.
Wow, great. Army?
Navy. CB.
Mm-hmm. CB. So you were in the service, and then when you got out, you got in the insurance business?
Right.
Okay.
Yep. I finished up Lewis and Clark, went into the military, and then I got into the insurance business after that.
And you were working with Bob then?
Right.
Yep. And then Tom was there on...
Yep, Bob Whitworth and Tom Getton were the two partners when I first started.
And eventually you guys all bought them out.
Yep.
Yep. Now, we're just going to brief people a little bit. Types of insurance. They got all kinds of insurances, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was reading up a little bit, and you can probably know more about this than I, but I guess... insurance kind of developed in shipping, back in the old days when they'd have a cargo going overseas and get one lost or something. There was something where the captain of the ship was responsible.
Yeah, you miss a whole cargo, one of those big shipping containers, and that's a lot of money. You know, that's a lot of money that you lose out of that.
Yeah, well, I'm talking back in the 1600s, some types of insurance that you guys handle?
So, everybody would know the auto and home. We also do commercial, farm. We do special events. You have a wedding or anything like that, we do the special events.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's
like a one-day or two-day insurance for a special event.
Like, what do you mean? What could happen? Like rain?
No. Well, I mean, they do have weather. I mean, they do have weather insurance.
Yeah,
So it's, if you have a wedding at your house, let's say, and you don't really have either enough insurance on your general liability or sometimes it won't cover it, if you have booze or something like that.
You have 100 people there.
You have 100 people there. Your homeowners, it's not going to really cover anything substantial.
Okay.
So you get the special insurance and you pay a couple hundred bucks for $1 million of coverage and you go on your way.
Cool. What other, any interesting insurances?
There's all kinds of insurance. I mean, we do the health insurance, we do life insurance, we do, the Medicare and, and stuff like that, insurance, and we do sell pet insurance.
Pet insurance. Tell me about pet insurance. So, I know everybody loves their pets.
So pet insurance is pretty much a health insurance for your dog.
Yeah.
You buy it and they, you know, they have a list of things that they cover and, you know, your yearly visits, they'll cover so much of it and stuff like that.
And, how about death? Death and sickness.
Well,
sickness you got covered.
But right.
How about
sickness?
Death?
I don't know.
You need life insurance on them.
You can get life insurance on them.
Yeah.
But it's more for the value of the dog.
Oh.
So if the dog has no monetary value, therefore you probably couldn't get any life insurance.
Yeah, I see.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course they're very important to you and, you know, your family, but as far as, you know, monetary value, they might not have any.
I see. Hey, one thing that's been on the news and it's crazy is the fires in California.
Yeah.
Have you ever, I mean, give me your professional input. I mean, I've been watching the news and seeing what's going on, and
yeah,
and it seems like a total, you know, just a bunch of negligence.
Well, probably. I mean, there was probably negligence. I mean, when you can't get water out of fire hydrants,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of negligent. But, you know, as far as the industry goes, that's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
lot of money.
Well, an insurance company, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they got so much in assets.
Right.
I mean, are they going to go broke? Are people just going to be losing their money?
So here's the thing. So you have insurance. Your insurance company has insurance.
Oh.
Okay. So it's called reinsurance.
Uh-huh.
And so even if the, you know, some of these companies aren't directly affected by these fires, they will be indirectly, you know, affected because of that reinsurance.
Are we talking about just California? Or is it going to seep in?
It's countrywide. So
oh, it is.
Insurance is a big pool of money.
Uh-huh.
And it's... Each company has their pool of money, and then the reinsurance companies have the pool of money. So not only, I mean, so you get countrywide for sure.
Wow.
Even if that company is not in California, their reinsurance is probably in California. So therefore you get hit.
Do you think, the government will have to step in and help out the reinsurance companies, or what's going to happen there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you have to hear some figures first. Yeah. You have to hear figures. I mean, if you're talking a few billion, they can handle it.
But I think we're talking more than that.
If you're talking a lot more than that, I mean, I don't know what, I honestly don't know how much money is too much money for those companies.
I heard a number like 20 billion, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and you're talking, you know, you're talking some of the biggest companies in the world on like Lloyd's London and stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
Berkshire Hathaway owns, you know, reinsurance companies. So, I mean, you're talking about a lot of money that these companies have. As far as how much is too much, I really don't know.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Bert Challance with me, and we're talking some insurance, especially the California fires insurance, what's going to happen with us. Now, Bert, I had heard, I mean, I've got insurance, you know,
I mean,
been paying insurance my whole life, you know, for something. But there's this term now that I hear on the market called hard market insurance. I mean, hard market. What's going on insurance company with hard market?
So we are considered in a hard market. And the quickest way...
When did we get in a hard market?
When?
Yeah.
2019.
After... Or when?
No, 2019-20. Somewhere in there was probably the start of a hard market.
What caused it?
Well, there could be many factors.
I mean, something had to.
Oh, sure. Mainly what's happening now is inflation. You know... It costs you a lot more to fix your car. It's going to raise insurance rates because they're paying that.
Right. And same way with the house.
Same way with the house. You know, it used to, you know, cost you $250 a square to do a roof, and now it's $600, $700, $800 to do a roof. So you're talking, I mean, you're talking three times the amount. I mean, so your insurance rates essentially would go up three times.
But doesn't this go back to COVID when inflation started drastically with just making money and giving out money and handing out money?
Right. And I mean, when you have too much money, I mean, people had too much money, so they just spent money, right? And that's what causes inflation. And when then you have inflation,
I mean, they got money because they got money from the government, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but so what happens is
they just made more money.
Well, but you spend more money.
Right.
It's not getting the more money. It's the spending the more money is which causes inflation. So,
and there was a demand on the market.
Right. Right. All of a sudden you're talking, and then when, you know, that monetary goes up like that, labor is not far behind, because those laborers are saying, hey, I can't afford the milk anymore.
I mean, you couldn't even get a new car. Buy a new car.
Right.
And everything, gasoline, couldn't get.
Right.
I mean, everything.
I mean, RVs went through the roof, UTVs, you know, everybody was spending, and because they wanted to do something during COVID. I mean, they weren't going to work, or, you know, they weren't going to school. So they bought all these, you know, recreational things to do something. And now, you know, everything's gone up in value.
We experienced something recently with a company that we had forever insuring our properties, commercial properties. All of a sudden they're out of business. I mean, right. They changed. They're like, we're not doing commercial anymore.
We're not. Yeah. They didn't want the habitational.
Right. And in California, I heard that, was it State Farm? Doesn't do California.
Yeah. I mean, they're still in California, but they have pulled out of California. So, I mean, they still have the stuff they have.
But why did they pull out?
Well, a lot of it's policies and laws that.
I heard something about capping.
All right. So in Illinois here, we have a rate and use. So you raise your rates and you can use them. And then the Department of Insurance, you know, looks at them and approves them. In California, you do not have that.
You don't.
You have to apply for a rate change, and then you have to wait for them to approve it before you can use it.
Well, that's going to take a while.
Oh, yeah. And it takes years.
Oh.
It takes years. So these insurance companies are actually trying to predict what they have to raise rates to stay, you know, functioning. And California is saying, no, you know, you can't do that.
So California's been in a hard market for a while.
Very hard while. Yes.
Yeah. Long while.
Oh, yeah.
So we're in this hard market. We've been in it since, you said, 2019.
I would say 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in it. How often has this happened before?
Yeah. From 2001 to 2004 was a pretty good hard market. Now, that was before my time, but that was the
not
last
before,
time.
Not before you were born.
Right, right. But it was before I started working.
In the business.
Yeah. Right. And so.
What caused that one? Any idea?
It was more than likely back then, it might have been the bump, the stock market bump, or the tank, the stock market, I'm sorry, in 2001 after 9/11.
Okay. How about 2008?
When 2008, it was a little different, because that was a financial crash, which brought inflation down.
Ah, okay.
So that was not considered a hard market.
Okay. So we had one back in 2000, 2001,
right,
et cetera. And we adjusted ourselves.
Right. The insurance companies, what they do, they will adjust. They will adjust how they write business. They will be more picky. They will drop people that they don't see as, you know, the best insured, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe they don't like the house. Maybe they don't like the car. Maybe they don't like that you have a 16-year-old. Maybe they don't like, I mean, there's many things.
Have to take you.
Right. They don't have to take you. So what happens is that they really tighten up on their underwriting.
Yeah.
And so if you don't fit And, you know, if you don't fit in a box, they're not going to take you.
So what do people do? What if you don't fit in a box?
You have to go find, you have to go find an insurance company that will let you in that box.
And what kind of company is that that'll let you in the box?
I mean, well, it depends. I mean, all companies are different. You know, we have, you know, a few standard markets, and they're all kind of different. Like they take different things, and they all like what they like, and they all are like different things.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, so it's different people sell right. different things.
Right, and they, you know, we have companies that have specialized in ag. We have had business or companies that have specialized in habitational and specialized in this and specialized in that. And so that as long as you have different boxes, you'll be okay.
Oh, you just got to find the right box.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And chances are it could be a little bit more expensive than you paid before.
Absolutely.
In the other box.
It's yeah. going to be more expensive. I mean, the last 2 years has been really crazy as far as rate increases and deductible increases and they are trying to find the right match, essentially, these so insurance companies.
When is this hard market going to end? Will it end? Well, I mean, it's got to end sometime, right?
It will end sometime. It will be the stabilization of goods and services. That's a lot of what it is. As the, you know, the cost of repair of your car home increases, you will see an increase in insurance needs. As it decreases, you'll see it stabilize or decrease. Huh. So that's a lot of it. Insurance companies are a reactionary, you know, market. So when you see inflation hit, you know, when did it hit? 2 years ago, big right. time was inflation.
Uh-huh.
That's why that's why people saw, you know, increases in their insurance a lot of times in 23, because it's a reactionary market. So it doesn't know it's losing money until it loses money, right?
Right.
It starts losing money, and then they're like, oh, well, we better fix this. So then they do the rate increases and trying to fix all the underwriting and all that.
So the new administration coming in January 20th, uh-huh. They got some work ahead of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had some work. Now they got more work ahead of them.
They have. It should be interesting.
Yeah. It should be interesting. All right. And so what do we have to look forward to? When's this going to end? I mean, is it going to end, you think, in this administration in the next couple of years?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is actually probably considered a pretty long, hard market. And it's just because it's just been, you know, so chaotic.
Yeah.
You know, for years now.
And we don't know what's going to happen next week.
We don't. But, you know, you can see inflation starting to level out.
Yes.
You can see it is
gas
starting
prices
to
have come right. down a little bit.
Yeah, it is starting to level out. So that's a good sign as far as insurance goes on rates, you know, will. And you know, the profits aren't really in yet for 2024 for the insurance world.
Uh-huh.
But I would assume they did better than they did the year before, because they lost a lot of money the year before, 2023.
They did what they lose it on?
Oh, just claims in general. Just, like,
I mean, was there so?
20, well, I know.
I mean, hurricanes and did they have all that
well,
stuff going
but,
on?
But even in, you know, us in the Midwest, you know, we have wind, we have hail, and just because it doesn't hit, you know, here doesn't mean it won't hit and, you know, hit an hour north. And so when those roofs, you know, that used to cost $10,000 to fix turn into $25,000,
yeah.
You know,
double your insurance.
It's going to double or triple your insurance. I mean, that's essentially
that's just,
what, that's just the way it is. Cause they, you know, people a heck a lot smarter than us are back in a room coming up, they're actuaries coming up with a rate. And so they don't see it coming, but when it happens, they have to go and fix all those rates.
Now, we don't have much time left. Okay. We're getting close to the end. You've been very informative. Can people be self-insured if they got enough money, I guess?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, so insurance is just a transfer of risk.
Yeah, right.
You know, that you otherwise couldn't afford. So, yeah, you can be self-insured. And you can, really, people, what people can do is just get a liability policy, you know, because that's what could really hurt you. You know, if your house is worth $80,000 and you don't care to lose $80,000, or you can take that risk,
yeah,
you know, as an individual, just get a liability policy, because that's a couple hundred bucks a year for.
I'm going to ask you a question right off the top of your head, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you can answer or not, but maybe you can, because you're in this business. The question is, what are the chances of my home burning down? What's the percentage?
Oh, it's very low.
Like what? One in 1,000? One in 2,000?
Oh, no, I would think it would be like 1 in 1,000,000.
1 in 1,000,000?
I would think so, but I don't really know the actual. I mean, it's pretty low that your house would burn totally down. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, if you're in town, the fire department's going to get there quicker. You know, how old is the house? You know, how fast will it burn? You know, will it burn? You know, what's it made of and all that? There's all kinds of different factors.
Yeah.
And that's what goes into your insurance rates. You know, all those factors actually go into your insurance rates to decide how likely your house is to burn down.
Yeah, but liability, you got to have liability.
Liability, I would recommend for anybody.
Anybody
I don't care.
Anybody comes in, trips, falls, all of a sudden you got a lawsuit.
Yep.
And you got to defend the lawsuit.
Right, you got to defend a lawsuit. And if, you know, I mean, there's some crazy stuff that happens in this world as far as, you know, even the court systems. You know, anybody can sue anybody, right?
Right.
I mean, all it takes is a lawyer that wants to take it on.
Right.
So anybody can sue anybody.
And anything can happen.
So, And that's the cheap part of your insurance, actually,
yeah,
is the liability.
Right.
It's the property that costs so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Liability is pennies on the dollar.
Right. You know, and if you're asking about self-insured, well, another thing I would say is, you know, raise deductibles. You know, go up to a $5,000 deductible.
Sure.
You know, if you're not worried about, you know, $5,000, go raise that and save some money. You know, and talk to your agent about that kind of stuff. Talk to your agent about, you know, raising deductibles and stuff like that, just to try to get your premium down, because it has gotten so out of hand that people can't afford it. I mean,
yeah.
I know people can't afford it.
So maybe this hard market will get over with it. It'll be gone here. It'll be level out.
Hopefully
everything
it levels out and fixes itself.
For everybody to live and carry on.
Right.
Bert, it's been very interesting. Very informative of you coming in. I appreciate it.
Well,
thank you. Challenge, everybody.
Thank you.
Whitworth, Horn & Gettin. Appreciate you coming in. Take care.